Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, December 22, 1970, Joseph Onesimus Tudor, whose name was synonymous with stand-up comedy and American-style live shows in this island, died suddenly at his home on Government Hill, St. Michael. He was 48 years, 10 months old. Tudor was born on February 21, 1922, the second son and fourth child of Joseph Jotty Tudor, a Robert Street merchant, and his wife Edith. Joe, as he was familiarly known, received his secondary education first at Combermere School and then Harrison College. After he left school, he worked for a short time for his father, who hoped that he would take over the business. However, Joe was more interested in the stage, particularly freewheeling comedic performances associated with James Cagney, Gene Kelly, and Donald O'Connor of American musicals fame. When in the early 1950s, Joyce Stewart produced a show called Reviewedville, a theatrical presentation featuring mainly songs and dances, Joe Tudor did his first performance as a comedian and was an instant success. His fame increased when he acted as Aladdin's mother in the pantomime Aladdin, produced by Reddy Fusion, and his name soon became directly associated with this table radio company as he hosted a talent show called Flying High. In the 1960s, he hosted an extremely popular program called Let's Go Somewhere with Joe Tudor, where he visited various parts of the island and chatted with the people. Joe was a multi-talented entertainer who endeared himself to radio audiences, especially children, with his performances on Children's Party from 1958 to his death in 1970. He sang, danced, told jokes, and shifted expertly from one character to the next. Outside the Reddy Fusion studio, he performed for primary school children at community centers and for adults at every major venue, including Kensington Oval. His abundant talent shone forth brightest as an impresario, promoting live shows at the Globe Cinema, featuring mainly Black American performers such as Louis Armstrong, Johnny Mathis, Tuchabu Checker, and Brooke Benton. He almost invariably acted as master of ceremonies come comedian on these shows. He worked with the J.C. Screen Shows along with Charlie Ray and Frank Pardo. He also pioneered the entry of local entertainment in the hotels, where he worked long hours, and he also started an entertainers union, which unfortunately folded quickly. Joe was a devoted family man, who with his wife Beverly raised five children: Joseph Jr., now a pastor and former member of parliament, Marianne, Holly, Denise, and Joanne. He always said that he would prefer to wear out rather than rust out, and tragically, he did wear out. His strenuous and hectic lifestyle took him prematurely, and he died on this day, 22nd December 1970.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.